Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Ocean Blue and You. It was written by Suzanne Slade. It's illustrated by Stephanie Fizer Coleman. And it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Philip. Mommy and Philip in the house, reading the book about the ocean, because we're going to the ocean. And I'm excited about going to the ocean, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah. We're both psyched. So let's read about it, shall we? Maybe you guys are going to go to the ocean too. Or maybe you've never been but would like to know more about it. Then this one might be for you. Here we go. When we open the book, we see a little girl and her mommy, and they are at the ocean. But they're on the sand because it says, drip, drop, raindrops, plop. And sure enough, they're under an umbrella, which is probably the best place to be if it's raining. You're cozy and snug inside Mama's warm hug. Wait, that's true, isn't it? You know? Mommy's hugs are kind of the softest, and they're the warmest, aren't they? Okay. The sand beneath you is soft and still. Ocean waves gently roll in. Swish, swoosh, lulling you to sleep. And while you sleep, billions of busy sea creatures are gliding, hunting, and hiding in their watery world, the big blue ocean. And we can see what kind of animals this author is talking about. We can see jellyfish and a sea turtle and some various fishies and what's that? A seahorse. That's right. The wide, wavy ocean flows across our Earth, from rocky coasts to tropical rainforests to sandy beaches, to you, silently snoozing you. And there are a lot of oceans on our planet, right? There's the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and the Southern Ocean, right? Yeah. And while you sleep, dreaming big dreams, hungry sharks, migrating whales, and diving dolphins cruise through salty waters in the vast ocean, in the vast open ocean. And we can see what she's dreaming, right? She's dreaming that she's actually in the ocean, maybe hanging out with this octopus, who is an incredibly intelligent creature. You wouldn't think it, but they are. Yeah, octopuses are very smart. And while you sleep, dreaming even bigger dreams, schools of brilliant fish dart past elusive eels and stealthy stingrays in their glorious, colorful home, the coral reef. And we can see what she's dreaming too. She's dreaming that she's in a yellow submarine deep, deep under the sea with some of the more interesting creatures that are under the sea. And they are very creepy looking. Don't you think? Some of these guys look a little woof. Mm-hmm. And then slowly but surely, it happens. Right on schedule, the tide slips out to sea, revealing a tiny tide pool. And that's what happens when you have a coast that has dips in the sand where the water can kind of stay when the rest of the water rushes back into the ocean. And we can see tide. We've been to the tide pools before. They're really interesting. The sun's rays reach through the sparkling water, sending warm light to slimy snails and curious crabs and spectacular sea stars. And you, silently stirring you. We've learned a lot about sea stars, haven't we? They usually have five legs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But some of them can have up to, do you remember?
40.
Yeah, like the sunflower one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are creepy.
They are. They're something else. And when you wake all the dolphins in the open ocean and all the stingrays in the coral reef and all the sea stars in the tide pools are still gliding and hunting and hiding in our big blue ocean. Then drip, drop, raindrops stop, and you're ready for fun in the sparkling sun. And away she goes. In the pictures we can see she has jumped down from her mama's lap and she's got a seashell in her hand. And it looks like she's going to go exploring, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes after the tide pulls back, you can find really good shells or even sea stars, starfish, that are hanging out on the beach. But what have we learned about starfish?
They are definitely carnivorous.
Yeah, sea stars. Starfish. Yes, but there's also something else about them. Listen to their name. Starfish.
They're not fish.
They're not fish. No. They're fake fish.
They say, hi, I'm a fish. But really, they're not.
They're not.
But, what's up? I'm a fish. And all the other fish are just like,
no, you're not. Get out of here.
Seriously, bro? They don't even have a brain. They're just really dumb.
Yeah, they starfish do not have a brain. And they have how many eyes?
Usually they have one eye with every tentacle.
With each one of their legs? Yeah. It's very interesting stuff out there, my friends. But it's so cool to know we can watch them and we can see these creatures. And it is also the end. Anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Yeah.
And go ahead and click that like and subscribe button and share us with your friends and your family.
That's right. And it's the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.